This is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, we'll be catching up with WHL alumnus Brandon Sutter. Still trying to battle back from some health issues. He's skating with the Red Deer Rebels and not giving up his fight to get back in the NHL. That's coming up in moments. The University Cup is underway. Over 40 WHL alum taking part in the battle for a national men's hockey championship at the university level. Former WHL player Jaden Joseph, part of the Canada West champion University of Calgary Dinos, will catch up with him. And the WHL Player of the Week is Gabriel Stuch of the Kelowna Rockets. He'll stop by to wrap up our show. First up, Wednesday night in Kamloops, Matthew Semenoff, a prospect of the Dallas Stars, pulled off a rarely seen night in the WHL.
Matthew Semenoff has just ripped his fork up the night home, right off the faceoff. It is a 7-point game for Matthew Semenoff.
Semenoff would add a third period assist. It was an 8-point game, marking only the third time in the internet era a WHL player has skated to 8 points in the night, joining Ty Smith of the Spokane Chiefs, who pulled it off in 2020, and Peter Schaefer, who accomplished the same feat with the Brandon Wheat Kings in 1996. Semenoff says things going his way in the 11-1 win.
I don't really know. I mean, it was kind of just one of those games where puck seemed to find its way in the net. You know, Banks and Sid playing with those guys, they're doing the right things too. It kind of just happened.
By the way, the WHL record for points in a game is 10. It's been accomplished by 5 players all time, the last being Brian Sakic in 1990 with the Tri-City Americans.
From the drop of the puck to the Ed Chenault Cup, this is the WHL This Week radio edition.
Brandon Sutter, a former Red Deer Rebel, is hoping to resume his NHL career of 13 years as he battles back from symptoms of long COVID. He's back in Red Deer, and Troy Gillard sat down with him.
Brandon, appreciate you doing this. Thanks for taking the time. First question is, just for everyone listening, just how you doing these days?
Doing good, yeah. It's definitely feeling better, and it's nice to kind of be back. We're living back in Alberta now, so it's nice to be back home for a winter. And I'm not sure if I get back playing or not next year, but for now, just trying to stay in shape. I'm skating with the Rebels now, practice days, and trying to stay with it a little bit and give them some energy and try to keep up with them. So it's been fun.
For anybody that's been familiar with your story the last couple of years, obviously it's been a tough grind for you having to deal with long COVID and everything that came with that. But you just mentioned it, the fact that you're here at the rink, you know, a few days a week skating with the Rebels, that certainly has to be, you know, very encouraging, the fact that you're able to get out there.
Yeah, it's fun. It's good to be back. It took me a while to kind of get to the point where I could skate and could, you know, work out and train again. So just feels good physically, but probably more mentally than anything, just to kind of stay in a little bit. And like I said, I'm going to give myself a chance to play again if I can. And if it works out, great. If it doesn't, that's fine too. But definitely don't want to, not ready to quit on it yet. I want to keep trying. So it, like I said, it worked out great that the guys let me come here and skate with them. And it's fun being back around the junior kids again. It's doesn't feel like that long ago I was here. So it's just nice being home.
Hey, and even if it's just practice, you're back wearing a Red Deer Rebels jersey out there giving her at practice time.
Yeah. The fall, first couple of days, I wasn't sure if I could do it or not. I was dying out there. But once I got my legs under me a bit, the last couple of weeks have been a lot better. But yeah, it is fun being back in the rink, and definitely brings back a lot of memories.
And seeing what you can do in terms of pushing yourself physically, because no matter what line of work it is, you hate to have to deal with that what if question. It's like, yeah, what if I still had the chance to play professionally again? So sounds like you're giving it every opportunity to give yourself perhaps one more chance.
Yeah, I am. That's kind of why I started skating this year again. And I kind of started again after, or right before Christmas, just to try to get back into a little bit. And was kind of hoping I could maybe give myself a chance to play this year, but that's not going to work out. I'm still working through some of the health stuff and trying to get my immune system figured out. So getting closer and better every day. And like you said, just giving myself a chance. If I don't give myself a chance, I'd probably regret it forever. So I'm just going to try it and see how it goes.
Absolutely. Exhaust every possibility out there in terms of continuing your pro career. And if for whatever reason that doesn't work, though, then you start looking at the next chapter.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. I haven't, over the years, haven't put a ton of thought into it, really. I think every player that's played pro hockey for a long time will kind of tell you the same thing. They don't really have much of a plan yet for after. But, you know, my wife and I have three little kids, so we're pretty busy at home with that. And only one of them are in school, so it's a busy household right now. We got a 5-4 and a 1-year-old, so it's we're pretty busy, and we'll see what happens in the next few years, what I decide to do or what I find myself doing. But for now, just happy to be a dad again and try to stay in the fight to try to play hockey again.
As busy as you guys are as a family, the nice part is you are back home living in this area, so you've got some very happy and excited grandparents who I'm sure are very quick to help you guys out whenever you need a hand or two.
Yeah, it's been really nice. That's a nice change from being in Vancouver where we had to find a sitter all the time and stuff like that. At home, we got both sets of grandparents and some uncles and aunts and cousins and relatives everywhere. So it's always easy to find someone to watch the kids if we need to. And just being about on the farm with them. I know my parents' farm, my wife's parents have a farm too. So we're outside in the country a lot. And that's just something our kids have not really been exposed to, being in the city. So it's an awesome change for them. And it's just nice being back with this, even the snow. I know it's cold, but the sun too. We missed some of that in Vancouver. So yeah, it's just great being home. Really excited to be back and just enjoying it for now.
Chatting with former Red Deer Rebels captain Brandon Sutter. So you've been skating in practice with the current Rebels for, you know, last couple months or so or whatever. But you've been around this team a lot, obviously, in the dressing room and on the ice. Give me some thoughts about what you see from this current Red Deer Rebels club.
Yeah, it's a fun group, man. It's, you know, I think I can see how much the game has changed from when I played here 15 years ago, how much more skilled the players are. It's pretty drastic to see little puck handling abilities and catching passes, making passes. It's a lot sharper than it was for sure when I was playing. Just the way the game has grown, the way the skills have taken over, the way the game's played. A little less rugged and push. It's more speed and skill is kind of the name of the game. So being out there with practice with these guys, there's a lot of good players on the team, and they're a good group, and they got some really good older players and some really good younger players I'm pretty impressed with too. So and they're having a good season. It's exciting anytime the team's one of the top teams in the league. It's hopefully going to be a long spring for them, and I'll try to help them out. I'm kind of in their ears a little bit on little things to bug them with, but hopefully they enjoy having me out on the ice, and just fun to be back in the room.
I was going to ask you about that. I'm sure you are, even just a little bit, you know, whether it's on the bench or waiting for the next drill on the ice, sharing little bits of wisdom with these guys, little pointers here and there.
Yeah, a little bit. I try to anyways. They're pretty good for asking too. I think just doing some face-off stuff with some of the guys, and maybe there's little things here and there I can help out with, but they're pretty good players. They're pretty smart, and the coaching staff seems awesome here too. So just a great just a good organization is what it is, you know, right in from the front office through everybody and good staff and trainers. And it's always been one of the top places to play in the Western Hockey League, and it's going to continue like that way for a long time.
Well, they're one of the top face-off teams in the WHL, so perhaps you can already start taking a little bit of credit for that.
I don't know if I can quite jump that far, but yeah, we had one day we went through a bunch of stuff with the four or five of the centermen to help them out. But yeah, it's fun. It's fun kind of teaching now, and, you know, been so busy playing over the years, you don't really have time to kind of sit back and maybe help other people out. And it's kind of cool to see kids that are, you know, kids that are drafted already or hopefully getting drafted in NHL or whatever they end up doing. It's cool to help them out with some things, and if it makes them a better player, then it's worth it.
I know you're also passing it on to your little guy as well. We've seen him on the ice a few times as he starts on what we hope will be a long hockey career for him.
Yeah, we'll see. He just started out with kind of learned to play stuff in Sylvan, and he's loving it. So it's fun seeing them. And even my daughter, she's 5, and she's got the skates on now too. So it's just it's an awesome game. It definitely you know, brings people together in Canada, and there's a lot of passion for it here, and that's what I kind of love about being back in Alberta. It's you know, it's a hockey market, whether the Rebels or Flames, Oilers, whatever it is. It's a fun sport. It's fun to be around. There's always good people in it, and that's what kind of makes it worth it.
Well, I know the club's enjoyed having you around this last little while, Brandon. Thanks for doing this. Hey, congrats on where you've been able to get so far, and all the best moving forward here as you're trying to get things back on track with your career.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me, and I'm sure I'll see you around the rink.
You're listening to the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
More than 40 WHL alumni have descended on Charlottetown PEI for the 2023 U Sports University Cup. The four-day tournament got underway Thursday. Now, the Canada West champion University of Calgary Dinos, one of two Alberta schools taking part, along with their provincial rivals, the Alberta Golden Bears. They feature the majority of former WHL players taking part in the event. One of those players on the Canada West champion Dinos is former WHLer Jaden Joseph. He spent 3 years in Lethbridge. Dustin Forbes has more.
First off, JJ, great to hear your voice, and congratulations, a champion. How does that sound?
Forbes, so happy to hear your voice and be able to talk to you again, and I appreciate you for at least like allowing me to do this interview and kind of get back into the community of Lethbridge. But yeah, being a champion, it's absolutely unbelievable. Obviously, like, you know, my past history with playoffs and just how fortunate I've been able to where I've been able to play, but now I can finally say I'm a champion, and it's unbelievable.
Yeah, for those that don't know, of course, you were part of the Hurricanes team in 2017 that went to the conference final and lost to Regina, and then the next year, the conference final, losing to Swift Current. Then you go to Vancouver and you lose in overtime of Game 7 of the WHL final in 2019 to Prince Albert. So to finally have an opportunity to win a championship, what was that moment like for Jaden Joseph?
It was very interesting, I think, especially because just everything that's gone on in the world, if you kind of think back to it, it goes back a while ago, but obviously with my last year being in the WHL, COVID happened and nobody went to the playoffs. And the year before, I was, like you said, I was in Vancouver and we went to the finals. The year of COVID happened. And then after that, I went to Sweden, and then I only went up till Christmas just because the scholarship and how that works, as you know. So I didn't have playoffs that year. And then going to last year, I was at Trinity, and obviously I was hurt the entire season, and that team just obviously was the worst team in our league, unfortunately. And then that led me to come here. So if you kind of look at the timeline, the last time I was in playoffs were the finals. So a lot of great memories came up, of course, but obviously with the situation that happened in Vancouver and us losing in Game 7 overtime, a lot of bad memories happened. And I wouldn't say anxiety came up, but there's obviously when you don't win a championship that big, that you have a lot of regret, and that definitely doesn't go away for a long time. So being able to kind of get past that barrier feels amazing, and it kind of allows me to let go of a lot of the stuff that's happened in the past with these types of games, and just kind of, just soak it all in for a while.
No kidding. Talk about the season, because just looking, 25-3, you guys win the West to go to the University Cup, but the mark that stands out to me is 23 straight wins. What's special about this group?
Yeah, I think first things first, just the core group we have, we're very fortunate. The majority of us are 99-born players. That's something pretty special to have, especially in this league. And I think for the most part, I believe we have 3 5th years. So we're kind of a young team, but a very good core team. We all played in the WHL and the junior or AJHL for the most part. Like, we were all very big factored players. But honestly, it just comes, like, our coach has done such a good job with keeping us in line and the structure that we play with. We aren't allowed to really get away from it, and it's worked in our favor, obviously, with the record that we have. But I don't know, a big saying with our coaches, it's not fun, it's rewarding, and it actually speaks very loudly now, because we've grinded so hard throughout this year, and honestly, playing everywhere I've played, I've never had to work this hard every single practice, and especially with school involved, it is quite crazy, but he is right. It wasn't fun what we had to do, but we are rewarded for it, and with that came a championship. So it's honestly, it's a blessing. It's awesome.
You personally, and like most of the players that play at the Canada West level or U Sports level, taking advantage of the WHL scholarship program, maybe touch on that and what that means to you, because that goes a long way, I'm sure.
That question has come up a lot, especially after junior. But ultimately, for me, some point, you got to kind of realize, like, hockey does not last forever. We all think it does, especially when you're young. And I can tell you, when I was 16, 17, I never thought school was ever going to happen. And unfortunately, that's just not how it works. Eventually, hockey does end, and hockey does bring on a lot of great things. It brings on, especially when you're done, a lot of opportunity. It only opens more doors for you. But at some point, you're going to need a way to find out how to bring in money to your family besides the game. And for me, just being able to get it paid for obviously is a very big deal, and not having to leave school later on in debt or anything like that. And especially being just so young, like right now, I think I have a year and a half left, maybe two. I can get it done right away, and then I have the rest of my life to play hockey until I'm done. And then after that, at least I have a job lined up for myself and my family. And then I just know my security is a lot better than kind of just risking everything for obviously the game you love, but there's just a bigger picture to that when you're growing up through.
We hope that you and Carl and Jagger and the rest of the University of Calgary Dinos come back with the University Cup. We wish you the best of luck this week.
Thank you so much, Barb. I really appreciate it.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
The Kelowna Rockets are into the 2023 WHL playoffs. Now, Gabrielle Stooch, forward, was named team captain following the trade deadline. And after a big week helping the Kelowna Rockets go 3-for-3 over the weekend, he picked up WHL Player of the Week honors. Regan Bartel has more.
Gabriel Stutz is the WHL Player of the Week for his outstanding play in three consecutive games, three consecutive wins for the Rockets last weekend. It all started with a victory over Vancouver, followed by an impressive overtime win against Spokane. And then in Tri-Cities, the Rockets recorded a victory in a shootout. So named the WHL Player of the Week. That's kind of a nice little thing to hear, right?
It's a big honor, and I'm happy that they gave me that honor, so we just have to keep working and get some points here in Kamloops and jump over Vancouver and go to the playoffs against Kamloops.
Okay, let's take a look to the weekend that was. You were very instrumental in all three wins the Rockets had, two of them coming on the road. You had a power play game-winning goal. You had a shootout game-winning goal. What went well for you over the course of those three games?
It was pretty hard to play four games in five days. So, but we could find the energy for every game. So that was nice. We were able to win three games in a row. So obviously we need those points to the standings, and I'm happy that we took those points.
When I look at the goals that were scored by you that were large, you take a look at the shootout goal where you beat Vancouver goaltender Jesper Vikman between the legs. Tell me about that play. That was the shootout game-winning goal. What do you remember about that deke and why it went so well?
Yeah, I remember he's not very good if you put a puck to the five hole. So I'm just always, if I have a breakaway or shootout against Vikman, so I'm trying to shoot a five hole.
And then you had the power play game-winning goal. That would have been one night later in Spokane. It came in overtime. What do you remember about that goal? Because, boy, that was a chance for you guys to essentially, you know, eliminate Spokane, and that's exactly what you did, as they have no chance of making postseason play.
Yeah, so we had power play, obviously, 5 minutes in the overtime, so it's a big advantage, especially if you're playing 4-on-3. The boys just were passing to me, and I was just shooting, so, yeah, and I hit that, so that was pretty nice.
Gabriel Stutz, again, the WHL Player of the Week. Over 70 points this year. Did you envision over 70 points coming into this season, only your second in the WHL?
No, I didn't expect that, but, like, it's pretty nice to have those points. But obviously we need to focus on team standings and jump over Vancouver, yeah.
You have a chance, though, to potentially go into a category for Kelowna Rocket European-born players to, you know, put up a lot of points, over 80 points, potentially to set a franchise record. Do you look at that a little bit and say, it'd be kind of nice to attain that?
No, I didn't look at it, actually, so, yeah.
Your team, why is your team playing better right now? What do you think? Down the stretch here, again, you don't know who you're going to play in the opening round of the playoffs, but why do you think you're playing better?
I think we're playing with more emotions than before, and we're playing a better D-zone as well, so those factors probably, yeah, those are the different factors.
There's a lot of WHL fans that will not know that you're the first European-born captain ever in Kelowna Rocket franchise history. What does that mean to you?
Yeah, it's a big honor and big opportunity for me to be a role model for younger guys here in the locker room. So I want to take it very seriously and win the games.
Gabby, when you look at your leadership style, what is your leadership style? Is it just one of just playing hard on the ice and just you're probably not a big rah-rah guy in the dressing room, if you want to put it that way?
No, but obviously say something in the room before the games and during the intermission and trying to be a role model after practice, before practice, and motivate the younger players.
When you came to the WHL, did you expect to excel the way you have? Like, did you think it would be harder? Has it been what you thought it would be?
Yeah, I expected WHL to be very hard, physical hockey here. And when I came here last year, I saw that it's way physical than I thought. So yeah.
You have not been drafted by an NHL team, but NHL Central Scouting has put you on their list of players not only to watch, but now potentially, you know, being selected in the 2023 NHL Draft. How big of a feather in the cap would it be for you if somebody selected Gabriel Stutz at the NHL Draft?
Yeah, that would be very nice. I would be very happy and to keep working hard and make everything I can to get there.
John, that's the voice of Gabriel Stutz, Kelowna Rocket team captain and the WHL Player of the Week.
Hey, that's the show. Big thanks to the group effort. Troy Gillard in Red Deer, Dustin Forbes in Lethbridge, and Regan Bartzell in Kelowna. Thanks, fellas. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.